Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Bears fans, this is Take the North.
What's the reason to duck? It's here. There's no reason to duck.
With your hosts, Dan Wiederer and Mark Grody.
We're going to take the North and never give it back.
What's going on? This is the Take the North podcast presented by Odyssey. I am Dan Wiederer. Joined today by a very special guest. It is my colleague at the Chicago Tribune, Sean Hammond, sitting in for the absent Mark Grody. Sean, how are we doing?
I'm doing well, Dan. Thanks for letting me jump on again.
Yeah, it's good to have you back on. And we've got a lot to kind of unpack and sort through as we prepare to go on summer break here from the Bears. They won't report back to training camp until July 22nd as a full team. The rookies and quarterbacks will be back at Halas Hall on July 19th. So we've got a little more than a month now to kind of unpack and digest and try to interpret and filter through all the things that we've experienced since the reboot in January. And I guess the best place to start is where we need to start, with the new head coach, who obviously I think has come into the building with a ton of energy, has seemingly put his fingerprints all over the program here since April when guys first got back in the building. But let's start there, and let's just get your impressions of what you make of Ben's arrival and what you've observed from Ben here in the early going.
Yeah, I think we all kind of get this notion of what the offensive guru coach is supposed to be and supposed to look like. You know, it's the nerdy whiz kid with the pencil behind his ear sort of vibe. And that is not really what we've seen from Ben Johnson. I mean, he has been, intense has been the word that's probably been already overused, the last couple of weeks. Like the intensity is there, and there's almost like you almost don't want to cross him if you're a player. And not that he's obviously, it's all good intention. Like he's coaching these guys up, and there's going to be, there's a reason for some of that intensity, especially when he's talking about his offense or looking at his offense. But that has maybe caught me off guard a little bit, just how much, just how high that level of intensity out of Ben was. Because when these guys are coordinators, we don't see all that much, like, right, especially when they're coming from another city. He's working in Detroit. Like, we know of Ben Johnson. We see his work on Sundays, but we don't necessarily see a lot of the behind the scenes stuff. It's been pretty fun to watch that and sort of let your preconceived notions go out the window.
Back in January, when the Bears were starting out on their coaching surge, we had Dave Burkett from Detroit on, who's covered the Lions forever, to kind of give a thumbnail scouting report on both Ben and Aaron Glenn. And looking back on that conversation, it's like he's been everything as advertised from the people that were around him in Detroit, as far as just being so, I think Cole Kmet used the word, or somebody used the word this month, obsessed with the details. And it's not just like an attention on details, it's an obsession on details. And I think we've started to feel that a little bit. We know the players have felt that already.
Yeah.
It's going to kind of be interesting to see how that, I guess shows itself and how it might evolve as he continues through the process of being a first-time head coach.
One of my favorite quotes from this entire spring period was when Tyson Bagent was at the podium last week during mini camp. And he said something to the effect of Ben Johnson would be the best position coach at every position, you know, and he knows the details for every single position. And I mean, you know, you sort of hear that, you hear that and you think, well, no, duh, he's the head coach. He should know everything. But I don't think every head coach is necessary. I don't think that a player would say that about every head coach. You know, that's a lot of different responsibilities, knowing all those positions. And second of all, like, the details are so fine and minute at all those different spots. They're clearly honing in on some of that stuff, and they can feel that coming all the way from the top, from the head coach.
One of the things I've loved hearing from Ben, which has kind of married up with sentiments that you've heard from people around the league, is his confidence in the staff he's put together as well. And he said something a week ago about how these guys know what winning football looks like. And they're really leaning into the idea that there's credibility in an Eric Bieniemy who's you know, won at the highest heights, from Antoine Randall, who's with Ben in Detroit, from Dennis Allen, who's been in this league forever and been very successful defensively in orchestrating plans. And you've almost got the sense through the spring, which you rarely do, that there's a business manner to this coaching staff that really seems to have checked some boxes that the Bears felt like they needed to check. Now, look, we've got a long way to go in training camp. We've got to see how it all plays out when the lights get brighter and the intensity ramps up a little bit. But I'm curious your impressions just on the surface level early on of that coaching staff that Ben clearly has some confidence in.
Yeah, I mean, you really like the experience. You know, just thinking about some of those names, Bieniemy and Dennis Allen, and I'm thinking about, you know, how many playoff games have some of those guys coached, you know, as assistant coaches or coordinators or whatever role, like how much experience those guys have in the NFL and around winning football teams. I know, you know, obviously Bieniemy never has gotten that head coaching opportunity, and it hasn't always worked out for Dennis Allen as a head coach, but you're talking about an NFL life, you know, as an assistant coach, as a coordinator. I think what's going to be fun is to sort of see, similar to how we're all curious to see how this comes together on the football field, how does this coaching staff come together? Because this is still a new process for those guys. You know, what is the dynamic between Dennis Allen and Ben Johnson? And you can throw Declan Doyle in there, the offensive coordinator. What is that dynamic going to look like on Sundays? And filter on down through the position coaches. You know, I'm pretty sure we expect Eric Bieniemy to be pretty fiery dude on Sundays. And what does all that look like in motion? And how are those guys able to sort of create the offense that will let these guys play at a really high level?
This is where the summer break tends to be a little bit annoying as a reporter, because there are some questions you want answers to, and now you've got to sort of sit back and sit in the rest stop for a while and wait to get clearance to get back on the road. And we'll get there soon enough, but I do think there are some pretty big questions. Obviously, the other person that I wanted to ask you about right off the top is Caleb Williams, and we know how big year two is going to be for Caleb as he tries to reboot and reset and get himself relaunched in a way that's productive for everyone involved. What have been your spring impressions of Caleb in the, I guess, maybe what we had six practices that we've got to see him throw at?
I think it's been exactly kind of what you would expect. There's been touchdowns, there's been interceptions, there's been good, there's been bad. It's been kind of fun to watch the process between him and Ben sort of play itself out in practice, the times when the play clock's running down and you know, Caleb clearly needs to reboot or something, and it doesn't really work out. Those are the things you're going to work through this time of year. Like, we're going to see that. You want to see that now as opposed to in August, in September. But, you know, I'm still kind of in that camp where, like, obviously the vibes are good, the talk is good. But let's see what this looks like once we start seeing some preseason action, once we start looking more towards week one and you know, getting really into the dog days of training camp when the pads are on and the defense is flying out there. You know, what is this going to look like in motion, in action? Because you can get some sense. I think, like I said, there were good moments and there were bad, but you can't really get a true feel for it in May and June.
We did a back and forth at ChicagoTribune.com, you, me, and Brad Biggs, a fill in the blank a week ago. And one of the things that was in there was the biggest question facing Caleb Williams is blank. encourage our audience here at Take the North to go to ChicagoTribune.com, read all of our takes on that. But married up with the answer that you gave there, which you can expound upon here, there's sort of this ongoing question for everyone on how do you calibrate your patience meter, right? And like how much patience are you willing to have with Caleb Williams through this reboot? And when is it mandatory that the rubber meets the road and he starts to show obvious signs of significant growth?
Yeah, I mean, for me, you got a new head coach, you got a quarterback, a young quarterback learning a new system again for the second year in a row. I mean, I think I mentioned it. I think it was in that article we did. I believe I mentioned the 2022 Lions, where they got off to a terrible start. And I don't think that the Bears are going to be like 1-6 or whatever that team was to start this season. But in terms of just what this offense looks like, whether they're discombobulated or whether they're rolling on all cylinders, like I think it's going to take a little time, and that probably means into the regular season. As much as like I'm sure Bears fans don't want to hear that, they're building this thing from scratch, and that is just going to take time. It just is, especially when you talk about guys are going to be hurt. Luther Burden's hardly practiced, and that's valuable time. That you're not building a rapport with your quarterback, and you got so many moving parts on the offensive line. Yes, a bunch of them are veterans and guys who can step in and play at a really high level, but that's still, imagine taking a starting five in basketball and throwing them out there. It's going to look a lot better midway through the year than it does at the start of the season.
You sound like somebody that follows the University of Illinois. Who has to reset their starting five over and over again.
Yeah, let's see which one and done freshmen and transfers we can find this year.
Yeah, and how quickly can they get up to speed? So we've talked about Ben. We've talked about Caleb. Now I want to merge them together as one person, Ben and Caleb. Yeah. Like we're gonna use that phrase a lot here, Ben and Caleb, right? Like it's just one individual being. They're obviously trying to see the game through the same lens to become one brain as they function as an offense going forward. What's your forecast and maybe some initial impressions of how that process is coming together, the gelling of two people, a play caller and a quarterback as one, which, as you said a minute ago, is going to take some time, but there's a lot that goes into those two guys creating a successful harmony, I think.
Yeah, and I think it really goes back to what Ben was talking about with all the positions is the details and how when you're a quarterback, there's a lot of details. There's a lot of details before you even snap the football. Then you gotta go through your reads and figure out what to do when the play breaks down and all that stuff. And so it's going to come back to that, at least initially. And I do think that both of those guys want this to work. I mean, Caleb was calling for Ben, for an offensive head coach, pretty much the second they fired Eberflus. And so I think there's the want to from both sides. What that's going to look like when adversity strikes is really going to be the key question for me. I feel like, these guys can put together a plan. They can go about executing that in August and into September. But what is that going to look like when Caleb and Ben butt heads eventually? Because they will. That's how any working relationship, it happens. And so I don't necessarily know. Obviously, we're not behind the closed doors, but I would imagine at this point it's all kind of feel good. They're all feeling it out. They're both feeling out this relationship together. And I still think it's really, really in those beginning stages, even though they've been here for a couple of weeks this spring and obviously been in contact since January.
We heard from Ben on Tuesday as he kind of wrapped up the offseason program, and it felt like he had gained a little bit more comfort in understanding who Caleb is as a quarterback, mm-hmm. skill set wise, right? Like I think that he had given himself some grace and saying like, I'm always obsessed at trying to find the perfect play call. But then you realize that with a quarterback like this, it doesn't always have to be the perfect play call, that he can do some mm-hmm. stuff off script that bails you out. And that's why a guy gets drafted at one overall in the NFL draft, because he's got those skills. And so, Ben, I think, is eager to lean into that. And I felt more confidence from him in getting to the end of the few months that they've had together and believing that, we've seen enough here to know that we've got something that we can work with. And I thought that was notable as we walked out of the doors of Lake Forest on Tuesday.
Yeah, definitely. Because, Caleb can be he can be amazing when the play breaks down and he can make these throws on the run and all that stuff. But you got to be able to play within the system first. Yeah. Otherwise, those opportunities aren't really going to be there as much. It's not going to, you can't really run an offense that way throughout the course of a 17-game season. And so that's encouraging that that Ben feels that way, because to me, that tells me that the bones are there, like the base is there to build what he wants his quarterback to do within the structure. And you know, there's not, you can't always control what the quarterback's going to do when things break down. You can coach that up on some level, but I think also it's largely natural instincts from Caleb. And there's got to be a balance between both of those things.
It's going to be really fascinating when we get into the, as you said, the grind of camp, and it starts to get a little bit more intense. And there's some days that are, you know, we're walking into the press room asking people, why did the defense look so much better than the offense today? How everybody handles that. And those two guys as one entity are going to have to kind of work through that in real time. And we're going to be out there to be able to see it. We'll transition a little bit here to the rookie class, which I think has its own question marks at the top. We know about the injury to Colson Loveland that he was drafted with. We know about the injury that Luther Burden suffered in rookie camp that has kept him out for the past month. And then we know about a second round offensive tackle who's got probably the most to gain in training camp. So why don't we start with Ozzie Trapillo, just because I think his name is going to be one that is mentioned a lot through the first 2-3 weeks of training camp. We're trying to figure out who's going to start at left tackle for the Bears. We don't know how Braxton Jones is going to reintroduce himself into that conversation. We know Karana Magaji is part of that, but give us your thumbnail on Ozzie Trapillo spring, and then what you're looking for in the summer when we get to the real stuff.
Yeah. Well, I'll say this, like everybody seems to be really excited about this guy. You know, they're all saying the right things. They all think that he is approaching this the right way. He seems to be a really smart dude. And that's going to help, you know, put a really smart dude in a 6'8" body. That helps too. But like, he's got the tools to be a really good tackle from what we're hearing. And it just comes down to a question of like, how quickly can he be that? I think the transition to the left side is not to be overlooked. I know he played a little bit of left tackle a couple of years ago at Boston College, but he spent the last 2 years on the right side. That's you know, every time we hear of a tackle making that switch, you know, they sort of downplay it like, oh, it's the same thing, you're just on the other side. But I think in reality, that takes a little bit of time to switch your brain and get those proper steps on the opposite side. And so that's something I think to watch as we go through this process. And like you said, we don't know when Braxton Jones is going to come back. I think that will, you know, I don't know if this position battle or whatever you want to call it, I don't know if it starts until Braxton is back, just because he's the incumbent guy. He's got 40 starts under his belt. But if he's not back to start training,
right,
if he misses the first week, the first 2 weeks, whatever it is, you're right, Dan. We're going to be talking about Ozzie Trapillo a lot. And I mean,
real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. It's right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This time, as Ben said himself this week, that matters. That absolutely could set your incumbent starter back.
Well, I think it's been interesting to me because I feel like he's really leaned into this idea of switching sides. He's got some experience on the left side from Boston College, but was more comfortable on the right. And he almost has used this reverse psychology on himself to be like, look, like when I'm on the right side, I just get in the flow state and I remember everything that I'm doing. Well, now that I have to go to a side that I'm less comfortable with, it's actually helpful because now I'm learning new techniques and new things from this coaching staff that I have to really lock in and dial in on. And he seems like he's leaned into that part of the process rather than running from it, which I think is an encouraging sign for a young player who's stated himself that he wants to try to find the quickest route to being a contributor on this team.
Yeah, no, it definitely is. Like, anytime you're learning something new, like that's going to take time. That's not that it's, totally new for him. He played that a little bit. I thought that was a really interesting quote. It's like, on some level, it's like, well, if you can go into a flow state on the right side, why don't you stay there?
Yeah.
But obviously, that's they see him as being able to play either side, and they see a potential left tackle there. I think now is the time to try that out. And sort of you throw Karan Amagaji in the mix too. I mean, we kind of don't know what to expect from him because he didn't have a full healthy offseason last year. Is he going to be a little bit different player than what we saw in the brief glimpses of him last year? I got to think that that's going to make a difference.
I think you love the competitive periods that are going to come up in August. The team periods, the pads are on. You're going to have some individual drills. And then when you bring the Dolphins and Bills in, these are guys that you're not practicing against. So if you're a young player like Tripillo or Amagaji, you're going to see some guys that you're not practicing against every day for 5 months. And you're like, okay, now how do I handle this guy's moves? And that's going to be a really telling thing for the coaching staff and front office to get their eyes on that and try to figure out who's putting their best foot forward at that position. I know back in the spring, draft weekend, you did a big thing on Colston Loveland and kind of his arrival here in Chicago, and we haven't got to see him practice yet. What are your initial impressions of what Colston can be as a rookie, and what do you want to see when we get to the middle of August that tells you, okay, yeah, this is a guy that can contribute right now?
I mean, I think the thing that jumps out is like, can he be a weapon for Caleb for this offense? How quickly can he be that? We've heard, we hear it every year that tight end is one of the trickiest positions to adjust to the NFL level. You're asked to do a lot. You're blocking. You're running routes. You're doing all those things. But he's coming from an offense at Michigan that was pretty much like a pro run style attack, and so you got to think that transition is going as far as a rookie tight end goes. He's as well positioned for that transition as maybe anybody. Obviously, you want to see him healthy. I get the sense that we probably will see him at the very start of camp, just from what everybody's kind of saying, just from what he said the other day when he was in the media room with us. I have more questions about the Luther Burden situation than I do at the Colston Loveland situation, just because we knew of that injury way back in January or whenever it was he had his surgery with the shoulder. I want to see how quickly he really does sort of develop that rapport with the quarterback and what does that look like? Because we didn't see Caleb use his tight ends a lot. I know Keenan Allen sort of served in that role as the slot guy, but obviously Cole Kmet didn't have the best year statistically. And so what does that look like this year? We know how much Ben puts an emphasis on those tight ends, and how does Caleb go about building that relationship with those guys?
last couple months of the season, Cole Kmet didn't even see the ball. It wasn't that the production was down. The target volume was jarring when you look back at it. You mentioned Luther Burden, and I thought Ben's comments on a direct question from Patrick Finley on Tuesday about what Luther Burden has missed here, missing the last month of practice time on the field with the Bears, was very attention grabbing, but I also felt like it was calculated as well. And so I wanted to, we had a pretty thorough, intense discussion here on this podcast on our last episode about what to think about Luther Burden. But you sat in that room, you heard what Ben had to say. What was your interpretation?
Well, it definitely wasn't just willy nilly comment, you know, like that was very intentional. And so you wonder what's behind that. We don't necessarily know. Obviously, anytime a guy's missing time, as Ben said, that's not good. And it's especially true when you're talking about, you're talking about their top two draft picks in Colston and Luther missing time, valuable time when they could be getting on the same page with their quarterback. And B, you're talking about like two guys who you're trying to build this explosive offense. And, you know, it's not like you're missing a corner. Obviously anybody who's out, you don't want guys to miss time, but when you're talking about building your Ben Johnson offense, you need weapons or it's not going to work. And you brought those guys in here to be weapons. That's a little bit concerning. Obviously it could be nothing. Maybe Luther Burden's out there day one during training camp and it was all overblown. But it didn't feel like nothing when Ben said that.
No. And so, right. Like I remember, we could probably find the audio somewhere. I remember being asked last year, and I don't want to equate the two situations, but it was like 8 days into camp. Nate Davis hadn't missed a practice yet. And I was asked on the air like, oh, is it a good sign that Nate Davis has not missed a practice yet? And I said, well, wait a second. Like, we haven't even got to mid-August yet. Like, they haven't even put the pads on. They haven't had three consecutive days of really hard work. Like, if we get to the end of August and we see Nate Davis hasn't missed time, then we'll chalk it up as an accomplishment. I think there are guys, and Luther Burden may be one of them, who fairly or not has to answer this question early, that has to show you his attendance for a month straight, you know, and it, particularly for a coach like Ben, who has shown where he's going to set the bar. You're going to have to clear that bar repeatedly to earn the trust of this coaching staff and the guys around you.
Yeah, you absolutely are. And look, I mean, there's a little bit of a gamble when you take him the way that they did. I mean, like, it wasn't their biggest position of need. You know, they Luther Burden dropped to them and they said, yeah, this is a really good athlete. Let's go for it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's exciting for your offense, but you're right. Like, this guy needs to prove to the coaching staff, and as Ben said too, to the players, like, he needs to prove to Caleb Williams that he's going to run the proper routes and be in the right place. And same thing with the other receivers. They need to build that trust. And right now, you know, you can't really build that trust unless you're on the field.
Be very interesting to watch that play out. Two more things I wanted to hit on with you before we set you loose. We heard from Jaquan Brisker in the middle of minicamp last week, and he obviously missed so much time at the end of last season with the concussion. He opened up a little bit about what he dealt with, about his return to the football field. I struggle with these stories because you get in like football reporter mode and you're like, oh yeah, Jaquan's coming back full throttle. And then you get in human being mode and you're like, I don't know. Like, this is like a scary situation. And so I know we've talked kind of privately a little bit about the situation Brisker faces. It's a contract year for a guy that's looking to secure the second NFL contract. He's got a lot at stake, both financially. And then he's got a lot at stake with the health of his body and the health of his brain. And so, how do you deal with that? Because I know I've struggled over the you know, decade plus that I've been covering the league and trying to remember the human side of these guys. And when you do remember it, realizing how absolutely significant some of these decisions are.
Yeah, it's hard. It's really hard. I mean, we've seen plenty of guys come through the league who, you know, whether it's concussions or some other injury is keeping them off the field again and again. And that's one of the aspects of this sport that is, I don't think, any fun to cover, you know, to see that. It's hard to think about, you know, Jaquan going into this year. He's had a concussion every single season, all 3 years he's been in the NFL. On some level, like, I think there's, it's human nature to root for a guy like that, because you want to see him have that breakthrough and have that healthy season. On another level, you know, it's almost like, Like when I watch Miami and I see Tua dropping back every time, right. It's like, oh man, I don't know if I can watch this because right. you just have that little bit of dread inside of you that something's going to go wrong.
And we watched Jaquan in Atlanta a few years ago get concussed and then come back and play in the same game. We watched him last year against Carolina deliver that hit that everyone knew in the moment, knocked the other guy out, goal.
Yeah.
And you said, man, that was a big hit. And then he develops the symptoms after the game and plays through that. And you're just like, man, it's how many more of these can anyone kind of sit by and let occur? Now, listen, like these players all know the risks at this point. This isn't, you know, the 80s or 90s anymore, right? Like there's enough out there for them to understand what the risk reward is. And it's up to them to play that calculus, but that's going to be a fascinating one to watch as we get into the regular season and see if Jaquan can have that return that he's certainly envisioning. The last thing I want to throw at you is because I've been staring at it on my desk for a while. And part of it is because we're trying to book some travel for the regular season, but this Bears schedule has got more teeth to it than I think people realize. And so when we start to talk about the Bears making this vault and trying to close the gap in the NFC North and potentially get in the playoffs, I just go through the road schedule alone. First of all, 9 road games this year with the unbalanced schedule. And these are the road opponents for you: Lions, Raiders, Commanders, Ravens, Bengals, Vikings, Eagles, Packers, 49ers. Where is your like come up for air road trip? I mean, like that's terrifying to me when you're trying to figure out can a Bears team squeeze 3 road wins out of the season?
Yeah, I mean, you look at like the Ravens and Bengals back-to-back weeks. I think the Ravens, the Bengals were probably the best team that didn't make the postseason last year, and you know that they're going to be sort of on a revenge tour here. Obviously, the Ravens are the Ravens. No, there's no easy road wins. There's no easy wins in the NFL. There's no easy road wins. You could say, okay, they should. Even the Raiders,
Vegas feels like the easiest one on the slate, but it's not
the easiest one. But you got Geno Smith, you got Pete Carroll, who always finds ways to win games. I don't know. There's no gimmies. There's no gimmies, Dan. I don't see any.
So where are you at in terms of like, I know the win total's overblown, but like what would qualify for you as realistic success for this team, given that, and then obviously the home schedule is its own entity. It's a little bit friendlier, but still not the easiest, particularly in a division that's proven itself to be really, really competitive.
I mean,
real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. Right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well.
So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Having watched the last handful of years up close and personal with this Bears franchise, like, if I'm a Bears fan, I'm perfectly happy with a 9-8 season. That puts you on the bubble at the end of the year. Like, I know we've in past years gotten all excited and thought, you know, okay, maybe this is a 10-11 win football team. As recently probably as last year, those discussions were being had. And with me, I know you're really excited about Ben Johnson. You're really excited about what this offense can be. I just need to see them win some games and win some close games and get over the hump a little bit. If you're 9-8, if you're, say, you're 8-8 going into the last week, you're probably in that playoff conversation. I think you can be happy with that, and that's something to build off of. I can't remember what I said when the schedule came out. I either said 8-9 or 9-8, somewhere in that range. Maybe that's me just sort of waffling on the fence and not picking a lane here, but I got to see.
That's where you should be, I think, because I think I put it down as 9-8, and I felt like I really had a stretch to find that ninth win, like to really push and say, okay, yeah, I think they can have a winning record. And maybe some of that is just like, man, we can't really handle another losing season. And I think for both of us, we would love to get on a plane to Philadelphia on the night of Thanksgiving and feel like the final 6 weeks setup is relevant, right? Like, you're in a chase and these games are going to be
relevant December.
Games. Right. Like, let's do that. Let's do that this year. Like, it doesn't happen often, and it would be nice to give that a whirl. Certainly Ben will, I think, be along that path. And it'll be fun to see where this all goes.
Yeah, it definitely will. And I mean, you look at that week one, Tremaine Edmonds said it, but he's not looking past week one prime time against the Vikings. I think that is I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but that is going to be a big game in Chicago.
In the words of Ben Johnson, for his offense, we're not ready for primetime yet. And so they've got to use this bridge here. Yeah. We got about 2.5 months to get ready for primetime. We'll see if they can do that. Sean, as expected, wonderful conversation. Thanks for dropping in. We'll have you again here in the not too distant future. But great stuff.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Dan. I love jumping on with you.
That's Sean Hammond. I'm Dan Wee. We are both of the Chicago Tribune. Today we are collaborating on the Take the North podcast presented by Odyssey. Enjoy your weekend, everybody. It's been a fun week, and the Bears will break for summer. For our producer, Adam Sinzinski, for Sean Hammond, I'm Dan Weeder. Great talk. See you out there.
Thank you, everybody. The Bears.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.